News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. sending Iran a message with an aircraft carrier and strike force deployed to the Middle East.
It is rare for deployments like this to be announced ahead of time, but a defense official told the Associated Press that there were clear indications that Iran and Iranian proxy forces were preparing to possibly attack U.S. forces in the region, both on land and at sea.
Fox's Garrett Tenney.
In response, the U.S. is sending a bomber task force to the Middle East, along with the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen heads to prison today to serve a 3-year sentence for crimes including campaign finance violations relating to paying off women who said they'd had affairs with Mr. Trump. And Avengers Endgame crossing the $2 billion mark at the post office, sinking Titanic as the second highest grossing film ever worldwide. This is Fox News.
Found a morning show that can tell you a vampire story in a funny vein. Wake up with Greg Budell.
You will be my bride throughout eternity. We'll share the endless passion of immortal love.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not you.
Jay Scott.
Now she's dead.
No, she's not. She's Nosferatu.
She's Italian?
Emily Hayes.
There's something otherworldly about that man. He gives me the shivers.
Bailey, the Wonder Doll. And Rich Thomas.
She's almost dead.
She's dead enough.
So sit back and relax and forget about that pain you've got in your neck. Here comes three men and a lady.
Allow me to introduce Professor Abraham Van Helsing of London University. He's a doctor of rare diseases as well as theology and philosophy.
And gynecology.
Oh, I didn't know you had your hand in that too.
It's 9 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Starting a brand new week on a Monday morning. Yours truly, Greg Budell, Jay Scott.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Emily knows.
Uh-huh.
And of course, to get the week going on the forecast, the Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Hey, it's 57 this morning. Now, that may not seem like a big deal, but on the, what is today, the 6th?
Yes.
On the 6th of August, when we think back to 57 degrees, that'll be a nice thought. Sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 87. A quiet and nice start to the week while there's active weather all around us. Out in the plain states where there's going to be more tornadoes today. Down in Florida where it's going to be stormy at Disney World. But for us, really nice. Mostly clear tonight. Mild. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, more sun. First 90-degree day. Well, it's been elusive so far. You know, we were 89 last week. One day, we were 88 3 days in a row. Last year, the first 90-degree temperature was May 9th, so we'll be close to it. High on Wednesday up to about 89, an isolated heat of the day storm possible, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms as we get into late Thursday, into Friday, and into Saturday and Sunday. I know that will affect some weekend plans, and I just heard some groans. Right now this morning, we have west winds at 6 miles per hour, clear skies, 57 at 611.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
I'll be with you guys in a second. I'm dealing with one of those adult-proof bottles that...
God, I hate that.
Good Lord. I'm going to slice my hand open on rigid foil. So how was everybody's weekend?
Short.
Crappy.
Crappy?
Yeah.
It was really short. Well, there was some weather issues Saturday.
Bailey, did your weekend suck? Hey, she sounds ticked.
So you're hosting, they were pleased, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was really kind of wound up about that.
Of course.
Well, the race was interesting, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yes. And I tell you, that's given all that goes on, when it's race time at this fundraiser for Hospice in Montgomery at the Country Club, and they had a huge screen in there. Everybody's in front of it. And I've always said it's like the next best thing to be in there. And the people really got into it. It was a good race.
Yeah.
Watching those incredible horses in that mud.
Good. It was awful.
Everybody was kind of worried that one of the horses might not be able to, you know, keep their footing. And the finish was pretty tight, and there was a lot of... And I didn't see anything that appeared to be flagrant. I've seen races in the past where it was obvious something was not right. So the whole idea that upon further review for the first time in 145 years of this race, the horse that won the race finished in 18th.
And 22 minutes of unknown suspense.
Mm-hmm. So... Country House was declared the winner. End of the race was 65-1 odds, which means somebody made some good money if they picked that horse.
Right.
Did I have the... I think I have the audio of the announcement that there was going to be a different winner. And I'll find it. I actually had myself scroll up to something else, but I think this is it here. Oh, good. This is going to work for me. The TV doesn't work.
Yeah, I know.
This piece of doesn't work.
And wait till you hear us today.
Well, it would have been really interesting. Let's just put it that way. Should I refresh this or what?
I maybe see if something happens.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Is an objection that has been posted on the board, so it is unofficial for the moment.
Maximum Security moved out of lane before he was clear, forcing the rider of number one, War of Will, to check up a little bit. They disqualified him.
They did. So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby.
I'm shocked,
Dang Russians.
Yeah, blame it on the Russians.
It's Muddy Collusion.
Muddy Collusion.
I've heard a couple of his albums.
So, good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Can you turn my headphones down a little bit?
Down?
Yeah.
There
you go. Did you try breakfast?
They were blazing.
Breakfast was really, really good.
I saved breakfast. I'm not a runny egg person, so.
I was afraid of that. You want me to fry another one?
No, I don't want you to do anything. It's fine. I saved it for lunch.
It was whole when I got it out of the pan, and when I laid it out on your meatloaf, or next to your meatloaf, that's when it broke a little bit.
It's okay. Did you see the replay of, like, where they showed the horse getting out of the lane before it had time?
I did see that.
I was watching it at my grandma's house, and she loves watching the Kentucky Derby. My kid's sister was actually at the Derby.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
is that Discount's sister?
No. and she, Grandma loves watching the Kentucky Derby, and she was taken aback. But we watched the replay, and you can see where that horse's legs are going in between the other horse's legs, and it could have been a bad situation.
Well, the fact that
was it deliberate or was it the mud? That's how do you make that determination?
I don't know.
He wasn't clear. Like the horse's, you call it a snout? His nose? What do you say for a horse?
Nose.
Nose? Yeah, his nose was.
They win the race by a nose.
By a nose, you're right. But his nose was like next to Maximum Security's backside and tail. Like he shouldn't have started coming over yet.
Mm.
He should have gotten a little bit more ahead. Says the person that started watching horse racing Saturday.
We always talk about kid NASCAR people about it. It's just cars going around in circles. But this is horses going around in circles. This is different.
How about a crash course in where to take your car when it's in a wreck? You like it. You're so dependable. That would be Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, it's a process. From the moment of impact, first thing you do is check to make sure you're okay, anybody with you is okay. And then you kind of wince as you get out of the car to take a look at just how bad it is. Know, though, that no matter how bad it is, unless it's totaled, Montgomery Paint and Body can make it look as good as new, maybe better. I've seen some incredible results, some incredible before and afters that Donnie Turner has shown me. Vehicles that you thought might have been deemed totaled, but were in fact not. And they put them back together and returned them to the driver looking like they just rolled out of the showroom floor. So when you're in a wreck, know that MPB understands you've been through a lot. Accident reports, insurance adjusters, and by the way, your insurance adjuster will be thrilled when you say, I'd like to take my car to MPB. You pay those premiums, you make that decision. Because they will do the bang-up job for you. MBB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. The Turner family with three decades of excellence. The gold standard in automotive body repair here in the River Region. 618, right back after local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery fire crews are investigating a house fire at the intersection of Birmingham Highway and West Boulevard. Investigators believe the home was vacant. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Two people are dead after a shooting in Tuskegee. Police say 39-year-old Jamie Collins and 49-year-old Willie Long were shot and killed Friday night. This happened in the 700 block of Warren Avenue in Tuskegee. No arrests have been made. And Marine Patrol troopers say one person is dead after two boat crashes at Lake Martin. A second boater went to the hospital with injuries. Troopers say this happened Friday night near the Bridge to Nowhere. Investigators believe that alcohol may have played a role in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning!
Not so loud. Go away.
I'm just so hungover.
Sorry, I'm a little hungover.
Why are you hungover?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo!
Party too much.
Too much party.
Party too hard.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh boy, you're hungover.
Ready to get back at it?
No, I am not.
Well, you better get ready.
You better get ready.
Okay, here we go.
It's showtime.
Anybody here get crazy on Cinco de Mayo yesterday?
I went to a Taco Cinco de Mayo birthday slash pool thing in Emerald Mountain.
We went. Well, I picked up actually after the.
It was all soft drinks. So.
After the race event Saturday, I stopped at El Jalisco, mm-hmm. where my Dimpleada Monica put together spectacular. She is. Have you ever met her?
What'd you call her again?
My Dimpleada. She's got the most amazing dimples I've ever seen on a woman.
Sounds like a procedure.
No. That's just a Spanish name I made up.
Okay.
I don't know that there is such a thing as the dimpleada. God, I better not look it up. If there is, it's probably something.
Dean, I don't think there's a thing. Dimple. And then I don't know where to go for.
Ata.
What is that?
A-T-A?
I think it's an A-D-A, but what do I know?
I think it's going to be anything. There's nothing.
Okay.
There's nothing.
But it's a good word, isn't it?
There was a dimpleada Tyndall.
So that domain name is probably still open, huh?
Dimpleada.com.
From 1897. Born August 5th, 1897. Dimple Ada Tindall.
Ada.
Yeah, well. Ada. You say Ada.
I say Ada.
Let's
you
call
say
the whole thing off. Yeah.
All right, and then let's get the most recent update after 4 weeks of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who will survive season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the Hound or Podrick Payne, Cersei Gilligendry or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Lord Varys, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys? Will Sansa Tyrion the Onion Knight, or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth or the Mountain, Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Knight or Millie, or the guy with the flower, three-eyed Raven, Qyburn or Arya, Theon, Euron or Yara, who the f*** will claim is unknown on Game of Thrones.
Only two more episodes left, right?
Here's the thing about that, and it's not it's not a spoiler because I don't watch it.
Right?
I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, but a lot of people I'm friends with have, and I saw a lot of negative reactions to yesterday's installment on Facebook. Just people being like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Not
well. There's some stuff that happened last night, but I can't talk about it.
Yeah, I'll be interesting to hear how
I can't talk about it because Rich hasn't seen it yet.
I watch it at 3 o'clock Central Time today.
We can't talk about the episode usually.
Isn't that a happy hour?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We can't really talk about the episode until Tuesday.
You could give out my phone number on the air and say, everybody start calling Rich.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on it one way or the other. It's, I'll be glad when it's over. There's other things in life besides Game of Thrones, right?
There is?
Like Avengers Endgame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I got the box office and all that coming up in the cheap and trashy later in the hour.
$2 billion.
But, I don't know about worldwide.
Yes, $2 billion worldwide.
It's over 600 here.
We need to listen closely to Fox because they gave the post office returns for it instead of the box office
returns. The post office return? You're kidding.
No, husband sent me a text and said, did you hear Fox? They said post office instead of box office.
Yeah. That's pretty weak. We have a True the Baloney today on...
that's good because...
The conundrums
they're awful. And I have a good news story for you, Emily, but I can't find it.
Okay.
I put a big E on it so I'd know it was for you.
Exciting.
Yes. All right, here's something you can add to your life. How about a signature pre-owned vehicle from Jack Ingram? And guess what?
Are there any to sell? Because last time...
There was one. They were down to one in the under 10, but they have reloaded.
All right.
And let me tell you something. A car that holds up incredibly well, I know, because I worked at a Lexus dealer as their marketing guy and got to drive them all. And there's a 2007 Lexus LS460 for $99.90. And a lot of mileage on a Lexus is about 300,000. This has half that. It's black and it's like showroom new. Let's click at the picture, shall we, with envy? But if you've always dreamed of having a Lexus, this is the way to do it. Get it? It still looks incredible. Look at this. This is a gorgeous car.
My dad would say that's sharp. That's real sharp.
I love the Lexus interior with a combination of leather and wood. And that is under $10,000 at Jack Ingram. The other choices in this category include a Nissan Altima at $79.90. That's 2013. A Jetta. This is a car, for those of you with a new driver in the family, Volkswagens are especially popular with parents who are acquiring a vehicle for a new driver because of the safety features. That one is under 10. 2009 Toyota Camry, 6,800. Toyota's too. Mileage, the odometer doesn't start to get I had a friend that drove one for over 300. Didn't have to replace the engine, anything significant. Just kept it tuned in a good shape. And a 2003 Honda Accord EXL, there's another good vehicle for a new driver, 4,800. For that. At Jack Ingram's signature used cars, Tip Thames and his team will make sure you have the most unused car shopping experience possible. And by the way, everything that's in that group of cars under 10 or anything on the lot with their name on the back is a car that's been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, the body shop, and, of course, the folks that spruce up the interior before they resell it. 235 Road Eastern Bypass, jackingram.com at 626. We have our first look at traffic, and then Rich has the timeline for the 6th of May. Seis de Mayo.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 6 o'clock hour, and things are starting to build up on the boulevard. We see a little bit of traffic around the traffic lights, so be careful as you head your way around town this morning. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you at all. Just be careful. It's a speed limit ride on 65 and 85. And if you're on the 31s, everything looks great. We are starting to see a crowd of folks headed out of Wetumpka, so be careful with the traffic around you. Begin your new career now. May 21st is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. A mother's smile, when directed at you, makes your whole day a lot better. All mom needs to know is that she helped you be your best. So tell her thank you and have a happy Mother's Day.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 6:30 America with a timeline for Seis de Mayo. Here's Rich Thomas.
Around North America, this is your dateline, 126th day of the year, 239 days remaining. This is an happy melanoma Monday.
Golly.
Unhappy melanoma Monday?
No. It makes yesterday melanoma Monday Eve, by the way.
Put up the tree.
Well, I've celebrated in the past. I've got some scars here.
Well, let's wear some sunscreen today. It's Beverage Day. Doesn't mention any type of beverage, just Beverage Day.
Yeah.
National Nurses Day. We appreciate all of you nurses and the hard work and the long hours you put in.
Yeah, I've got some family members that are nurses and really dear friends. And
I really respect them.
Unsung heroes.
Yeah. It's No Diet Day. Well, I kind of did that over the weekend, but we're back to Good Boy Monday for me. 158 years ago, in 1861, Arkansas seceded from the Union. They came back. 142 years ago, 1877, Crazy Horse finally gave up his struggle to keep his land and surrendered to the white man, along with 1,100 other cold and starving Indians. He had been aggressively pursued by U.S. forces for his part in Custer's last stand in the summer of 1876. 1932, Al Capone convicted of income tax evasion. They tried every way in the world to get him, and they finally found a loophole and got him on the income tax charge. He went to Alcatraz.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
They had to switch the jury.
Right.
To get him on that because
exactly.
He had bribed the jury.
So they brought in at the last minute another. And then some bean counter found the loophole that convicted him. It was amazing. Oh, this is the day in 1937, Hindenburg disaster, New Jersey, Lakehurst Naval Air Station, killing 36 people, but also starting that line, Oh, the Humanity, which it's just part of our. One of our most famous quotes now.
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
It's Herb Morrison on WLS.
Live broadcast on WLS on what was going to be just a kind of a typical random broadcast. 79 years ago in 1940, John Steinbeck won a Pulitzer Prize for Grapes of Wrath about a guy named Tom Joad, who lost everything in the Great Depression and risked moving to the Oklahoma from the Oklahoma Dust Bowl state to California. On this date, 78 years ago in 1941, Bob Hope performed his first USO show for troops. He did it at California's March Field, but then he performed hundreds for troops in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the first Iraq War. Remember when NBC once a year would show his some of his shows when he went overseas. 65 years ago in 1954, at a track meet in Oxford, England, a medical student named Roger Bannister became the first man to break the 4-minute mile. That was considered to be miraculous. But now, the current record is set in 1999 from a guy from Morocco. He ran a 3-minute, 43-second mile.
Wow.
On this date in 57, the last broadcast of I Love Lucy aired on CBS. So the entire run I watched was all reruns, I guess.
Yeah.
Now our song of the day. It was Hitbound this week back in 1974. Pride of Canton, Ohio. The OJs, who moved from Ohio to Philly, teamed up with the brilliant writing team Gamble and Huff and the famous Sound of Philadelphia. Some people would steal from their mother. Hey, people got to have it. Talking about Mean Green. Oh, my, the things people do for the love of money. Got the OJs for you on your timeline this morning.
Money, 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 money.
Good stuff in it. Love this. We haven't even really hit the main vocal yet. Here we go.
Some people got to have it. Hey, hey. Some people really need it. Listen to me, y'all. Do things, do things, do things, bad things with it.
Very Motown sounding song, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But it's got that Philly kind of finish to it.
Did you have to play TSOP by MFSB?
Yes.
Or was it MFSB by TSOP?
I did, USOB. I'm sorry, I just had to take a second.
Just quick. The next time you ask for something on a spur of the moment basis.
It was... Okay. Sorry.
That was funny.
All right, I know it was funny.
1974, The Locomotion, the version by Grand Funk Railroad, number one. 25 years ago in 94, the Channel, the English Channel Tunnel, officially opened. The world's longest undersea tunnel, 23 miles of track on an average depth of 150 feet below the English Channel.
It's an amazing. I saw Aerial Britain, the southern England part.
I saw it this weekend. Aerial Britain. Yeah, all right. Such a plan had been talked about since the time of Napoleon. 2002 on this date, Spider-Man, the first movie to make more than $100 million in its first weekend. $100 million.
Spider-Man, huh?
Yeah. 15 years ago in 2004, final episode of Friends airs on NBC. It ran 10 years and 236 episodes, went out with an estimated 51.1 million viewers. George Clooney is 58 today. Tom Bergeron is 64. He's the Dancing with the Stars TV host. Tony Blair is only 66 today, the England Prime Minister for most of George W. Bush years. Bob Seger is 74, Hollywood Nights, and... he did old-time rock and roll and a lot of other stuff, including Night Moves.
I paid $2 to see Bob Seger at the Wild Goose.
Isn't that cool?
With Dex Carr as your host.
I always thought Night Moves was a great song.
It's an awesome song. It is an anthem. It is a tribute.
Ooh, we got to do that. I'm going to put that down. Night Moves.
Don't forget the point setting up William Furman High.
Willie Mays is 88. William Mays, where did I get that? Hurricane Carter would have had a birthday on this date. He died in 2014. And Orson Welles died in 85. Citizen Kane. I still haven't seen it. And it's
You're
one
kidding.
Of the great classics of all time.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, and I've always wanted to.
It is considered by... The critics is one of the greatest movies ever.
When you watch it, you'll see things that you normally see today anyway.
Yeah.
But that was the first time people saw camera work like that.
Yeah. Last year on the countdown, listen to this. January Wedding Bells, 267 days away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, on to the current countdown. 6 days till Mother's Day, 18 days to Memorial Day weekend, Independence Day in 58 days, and football 116 days away. That's your timeline this morning. Now, it's TV time in 2-1.
A new study says more than half of Americans feel guilty spending money.
Where are they?
And they will spend more than $277,000 in their lifetime.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. The study also looked at what purchases made people most happy, and some of the top 10 included coconut oil, beer, Coke glasses, and coffee.
All right, let's bring
coconut
in.
Coconut oil.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if that was top in the list or not. Let's hear from 3 Minute Lady at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
You have any coconut oil in here?
What is coconut oil? Is what is makes you happy? Where do you put it?
One of the top 10.
Or I guess in one of the delicious breakfasts that never make it over here.
Oh, today we had
very early on a Monday.
It was really good.
Sorry, you didn't even have breakfast over there.
Today you didn't eat meatloaf.
I was extra salty today.
How was the meatloaf?
Meatloaf was
excellent.
Fine.
It was great.
And the egg, the fried egg.
Meatloaf with cheese on top of it.
Yeah, melted.
Oh my
God.
Whatever Jalea had for breakfast was obviously extra salty, though.
Yeah,
so.
No, my stomach is growling because I did not have anything for breakfast, so that's what's...
Tomorrow's BLT Tuesday.
Yeah, that's another thing you won't have either.
But
wow.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. I just have only so many hands.
But, yeah, you can feel guilty if you spend money on go out on a lobster and maybe a filet mignon.
You have to do that every once in a while, but just, what was it, $257,000? I invested that much in failed relationships. 3 previous marriages.
That did not make this list.
Four times.
I don't see that.
Engaged that never made it to the altar.
Wow. If you had that money in the bank now,
I'd be... Rich.
Oh gosh. If only.
Now, what do you spend money on that makes you feel just a little bit guilty?
Yeah.
And why? That's the other thing I have to look at.
I don't know.
Pretty much everything.
Pretty much. I mean, really. Like, at the time I buy it, I don't feel guilty. And then when it shows up, and then I'm...
Like, do we need a family-sized bag of Reese's Pieces at home?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know, but husband came home with it, and I'm not mad about it.
Mm. Right.
Chocolate, yeah, when people say they're chocoholics, that's actually true. That they are one, I learned this in rehab, one molecule away from being an addictive substance. So when people say they got to have it, it does make you feel better, right?
What? Chocolate?
Well,
yeah, I mean, it can.
Well, for people who like chocolate, sure.
Sometimes it's...
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't
I
like
forgot
chocolate.
We have the one exception to that rule right here in the studio.
Doesn't like chocolate,
and no. That's okay.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's not. Is it Jay?
No,
it's me.
Emily.
Emily.
I thoroughly expected it to be Jay. I'm not gonna lie. Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna have a body like this without loving chocolate.
The only thing on the list of things that Americans say makes them happy that I get is coffee.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink. I don't do coconut oil.
Not yoga classes?
Pardon?
Yoga classes.
I thought for sure the yoga classes is really what sends you over the top.
No, I have a different method of keeping myself in this shape. And Ryan, if you say round is a shape... I will come into the...
I only have to say it once.
They've got electronics on the guilty point, but electronics make me feel happy.
Yeah. Sure. Every time they come out, I don't understand. It's like every 2 years they make whatever you have now obsolete with this.
Right.
Because I got HD, and he told me yesterday that's like four generations old. I thought it was a big deal.
No, 4K is four times better than HD.
Oh, four times better. Okay.
Yeah. And then now they're...
Jay, so I'm slumming it with HD.
Jay and I have been talking about 8K now.
I mean, talking about it, yes. That's about it. Yeah. Just talking about it.
Mm. What about you guys? What's
how do they ever, like, beat all of that? I mean, do we just get to 100K and then it's...
I don't
best?
Know. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if you want to see me that clearly.
I remember when HD was like first coming out. I did not like it. I was like, oh my god, this is just way too clear.
Oh jeez.
So I don't know what, like, at some point it'll be like smell-o-vision. That's just what they'll be able to offer.
like
Willy Wonka.
Rooms,
yeah, people will just. We'll just be in people's living rooms, yeah.
I was working in Miami television just before HD was introduced, and there was a lot of buzz about how some people wouldn't like it because it would show too much detail.
Well, a complexion and all
complexion
kinds of
and all
stuff,
that, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the people would get a really, really good look at you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind.
Well, on that note,
guys, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Somehow that didn't have the usual snap, crackle, and pop, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, some do, some don't. Some people got to have it. I'm talking about money.
Actually, I enjoy, my thing with money is I'd rather do things for other people. What am I going to do, go out and buy another pair of sweatpants? Remember that morning we had a story about dress sweatpants?
Dress sweatpants, yeah.
We looked them up online.
Yeah.
And... they really look like dress-up slacks, except they have the comfort of a sweatpant.
Right.
So I ordered a pair for $100
and some dollars. Oh, my lands.
And they arrived. And, yes, they do have that look, but I didn't pick the right size. They always tell you you can mail it back. I never do that. And they know most people won't, that you can get a full refund.
Right.
They're still sitting in the bag somewhere in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a couple of other things that I... impulsively ordered. Those things make you feel guilty. 644.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
It's comfortable this morning, and that's a word we don't use much over the next 6 months. Sunshine today, nice day with a high around 87. Mostly clear, mild tonight, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, more sun. First 90-degree day, yeah, it looks like it could be.
The Wednesday high temperature up to about 89. An isolated heat of the day shower is possible, otherwise mostly dry. Thursday with a high in the upper 80s, the humidity is up and a slight chance of thundershowers in the afternoon, increasing by Thursday evening, Thursday night. Then showers and thunderstorms become much more likely as we get into Friday, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And I know that coincides with the weekend plans. Right now this morning we have west winds at 6 miles per hour, 94% relative humidity, but clear skies and 57 at 6:46.
We'll head down to the traffic dungeon shortly. I was outside checking traffic not too long ago, and it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
This cool air this morning, enjoy it because it won't be around for too much longer,
unfortunately.
Yeah. At 6:46, Montgomery Eye Physicians offering the latest in LASIK technology, and you have two, and their reputation is incredible because I've just bumped into it random so many people who have needed the services of Dr. Swan or Dr. Shin, and they just rave about their expertise. We're lucky to have two people of that caliber in a town this size. Both men are local, and the entire team at Montgomery Eye is part of a group that first came together in 1945, so there's 75 years of experience at getting it right, and that includes from your first phone call to your visit. Now, if you want to consult on LASIK, there's no charge for that. You can do it on your lunch hour because it only takes a few minutes. 272-2020 is the number. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye will allow you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts. Something I wish I could do, but my vision issue is not one that LASIK could repair, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would have had it done. Call 272-2020 later today or visit getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. 6:47, traffic, and then today's Cheap and Trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at our morning traffic, and we have an accident already this morning. It is on the Northern Boulevard right at Coliseum Boulevard, so be careful. It's in the right-hand lane as you are headed towards the interstate, so watch out there. The rest of the boulevard traffic seems to be moving along pretty well with delays only at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, it's still a speed limit ride for you. Be careful out there. And if you're coming in on the 31s, we don't see any real problems. There is a little bit of a slowdown already at the Redland Road traffic light coming out of Wetumpka. If you're coming out of Prattville, Highway 31's a clean ride all the way into downtown. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded with cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars. They've got to go, and that means you'll save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance from the Vance Law Firm. There's something special about the person who taught you to walk and to talk, who helped you with school, and who gave you all the love she possibly could. So tell Mom thank you, and Happy Mother's Day.
Fox tonight. It's the Resident season finale.
You were the only person who could save her.
You're scared.
Yes, I'm scared. After the most insane Resident season yet, get ready for one more shocker.
Oh my God, he cut an artery. This is a disaster.
Then it's an all-new 911.
Two bombs in 1 week? That's not a coincidence.
The serial bomb is just getting started.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Sexton Tire Pros, customers are the core of their business. Friday, May 10th from 11 to 2, stop by Sexton Tire Pros for their Customer Appreciation Day. Not only will they have free food and drinks, but you can enter for a chance to win a set of four new tires along with other prizes. Also, take advantage of their $5 over-cost sale on passenger and light truck tires. Stop on by May 10th, 2718 Zelda Road in Montgomery. Set of four tires cannot exceed more than $750 value. See store for details.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The economy is doing great, so why am I so depressed?
Because great news for the country is also great news for the president.
Yeah.
You need all new Liberol.
Liberol?
Liberol is the once every 4 years pill that treats your left-wing biased anxieties and social justice sadness.
Look, the unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. Oh my God.
Liberol also treats nausea.
Give me.
Side effects of Liberol include reaching across the aisle, bipartisan compromise, whatever the opposite of woke is, and constipation.
With Liberol, even though I'm on the left, I'm happy when things go right.
Liberol. Be okay, even if America is great again.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, it's the biggest show of the season, and everybody but a few of us is sitting in Avengers Endgame, a $145 million weekend at the box office, so for 2 weeks, that's $619 million domestic, I guess close to $2 billion around the world. Those Chinese can't get enough of it, I guess. That would be a spectacular week for any movie opening, much less the second week. That's got to be a record. The new movies that were out, Intruder, Long Shot, and Ugly Dolls, came in second, third, and fourth, and did about $10 million in average.
Dead
box office. Captain Marvel still in the top five with $4.3 million. No, and a $400 million gross.
There's no movies I want to go see.
No. Not really. Dumbo is still in the top. It finally cracked the $100 million mark after about 8 months. Here's news. The Spider-Man trailer will spoil Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
Well, what? Avengers Endgame does not wrap up the latest Marvel Universe storylines. The upcoming Spider-Man Far From Home is the movie that actually wraps up what they call Phase 3.
Oh, so if you watch the trailer, it's going to ruin your...
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we have some somber music, please? Luke Perry was buried over the weekend in a eco-friendly mushroom burial suit.
Now, what's that about, though, as far as mushrooms?
Well, they're $1,500. You only have to wear them once.
Right.
A, quote, breakthrough in eco-friendly green funeral options. They're sold out. You can't buy them.
Would you like some mushroom, what kind of pants does he wear? It's there.
The sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Mushroom sweatpants, oh boy. Yeah, because I am close to death, so I may as well start thinking about it, huh?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Because, God forbid, you know, the 3 cubic feet of space you take up when they put you in the ground could destroy the whole climate.
I don't know how Bailey would, if she'd be... near you more than normal, or
Well, if they have a sausage suit and you bury me in that, then yeah, she'll be around. Diana Ross got groped at an airport by TSA over the weekend. She used the S word to describe her TSA screening. Makes me want to cry. It's not what was done, but how. I'm feeling violated. I still feel her hands between my legs, front and back, saying to me it's her job. Really mixed emotions. I always like to see the good things, but not feeling good right now.
Brings new meaning to the song, Touch Me in the Morning.
Oh, and every, and apparently everywhere else, too. This is the ridiculous thing about TSA. I would take my chances that Diana Ross is not wearing a suicide vest on an airplane. It's just my instincts.
That's what they want you to think.
Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong says Felicity Huffman should relax because prison isn't so bad. He spent 9 months at the low-security Taft Correctional Institution in Bakersfield for running a company that sold bongs through the mail. That's just what he said. How do you like this? Kim Kardashian makes $1 million.
$1 million.
For every Instagram post.
You know, I would be...
posting.
I'd be all over that.
I'd take a picture of everything. Snap, snap, snap. Here's a phone.
Here's my dog again.
Yeah.
If only I could find a way to monetize my butt like she has.
Look, more power to her.
I mean, there's ways you can
take
This is interesting. Tom Jones, who is 78 years old, still playing the hits on Vegas stages.
All alone inside a house when she saw a little mouse, so she got a kitty.
I don't have the actual, she's a lady, so I'm playing that.
And she loved that cat.
He still has undergarments thrown at him on stage.
Yep.
And then somebody comes out, takes the filled depends, and tosses
it. Oh, that is disturbing.
Wasn't it, though?
Gotta have weight to him to get him all the way up to the stage.
Oh, my gosh!
Adam Sandler brought Opera Man back to SNL.
Game of Thrones.
I saw that.
Almost finito. Alto exciting. Edge of my seat. We can't wait for final show. So we can cancel our HBO.
Also did a tribute to Chris Farley.
Hey, buddy, last moved on, but you still bring us so much joy. Make my kids laugh with your YouTube clips, or Tommy Boy. And when they ask me who's the funniest guy I ever knew, I tell them hands down without a doubt it's you. Yeah, I miss hanging out, watching you try to get laid, but most of all I miss watching you torture Spade. You're a legend like you wanted, but I still wish you were here with me. And we were getting on a plane to go shoot Grown Ups 3.
Oh, man. That was kind of cool.
That's sweet.
All you have to do is think about Chris Farley in that motivational speaker skit, especially the one with Christina Applegate, and it makes you laugh because that guy, it was just funny.
Was a funny guy. And there's so many parallels between him and Belushi, and as far as
death and age,
and you know.
Oh no, it's really spooky how close the two of them were in so many, including the age which they passed.
Right.
We're closing in on 7 o'clock. All callers to the show, including everybody so far this morning, qualifies to win some great prizes and a special M.